الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك، والله يقدر الليل والنهار، علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن، علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله، وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله، فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة، وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا، وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا، واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون، وفواكه مما يشتهون، كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون، إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين، كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين، وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين، فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام ونعمت من عبد يا من الجلال والإكرام. اللهم على بك وحسن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، ثم الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان، وكفى به النعمة. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. Just briefly want to discuss about the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how many people are grateful to that ni'mah. Allah makes mention about an example or a parallel about a nation. Daraballahu mathalan qariyatan kanat amina. Gives an example of a particular vicinity maybe, or city or area in the world where they were very satisfied. Mutma'inna. Aminatan mutma'innatan. They were safe, security, they were secured. Plus, they had all the requirement which they needed was provided. Provision was there. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And also on top of that, Allah said, give them security, aman, peace of mind. Give them abundant of rizq. يَأْتِيهَا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. They received food from various areas of the world. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. But this nation started complaining. Also, many of us also do the same thing. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Every time complain that this is not right, this is not right. I'm not happy with this. I've got this many problems. Look, I remember some years back, if a person comes to my office and he's in grief, tears are coming a little bit, I thought, I know what's wrong. So he says, Sheikh, I need to speak to you. I said, all right, brother, sit down. I thought something must have happened to him. So he tells me that Alhamdulillah, everything is all right with me, but I have a little bit of problem and I don't know what should I tell. I said, all right, you go ahead, whatever your problem is. And I know this individual, that he has got house, he has got car, and maybe after he lost his job, maybe that's why maybe he's grieving today. He said, no, job is also available. So what is the problem? He said that like, every year I take my children for holidays, sometimes to Turkey, sometimes to Eastern, like European countries, like, you know, Spain and there, every year, without break. But this year, I don't have sufficient money to take them for holidays. And I don't know how will I face my children, what will I tell them. I have this complaint. Then I thought, okay. Then I was expecting something like more. Because this is not complaint. You don't grieve for if you can't go for holidays. So this is our condition. كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله. Those nations Allah is discussing, that they had food from different areas. Like, you know, here, if you go and grab a grape, it's from Cape Town, South Africa. If you grab an orange, it's from North Africa. If you take the rice, basmati rice, from India. Each item which you are getting here in this country are from different part of the world. You have security where there is government, even though if it is a non-Muslim government, but if they're giving you provision, they're providing you security, then this is the best for you at the moment. Because it's not anarchy, it is not the place where there is no government and war is taking place. Like many places it happened in Muslim country. So we appreciate that as well. Security is there, the policeman is there. You can go, come, any. Plus the provision of the food is abundant. And then if we complain, then Allah says, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. This is called being ungrateful to Allah's ni'mah. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Then Allah says, I turned the condition on this nation. I made them wear clothing of poverty and fear. لِبَاسَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَخْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Then we gave them such condition that they then suffered. Then there is fear every time somebody is going to rob them. Children are dying. War is taking place. And there is no food also, running from here to there. We can see in recent times what has happened. So those who have got ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should be more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says another place in Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Stop complaining, but be grateful to Allah. Especially also in the masjid, sometimes people complain. They eat at the full and they say, Imam Sahib is taking longer in Taraweeh. Or maybe he's making mistake. But you yourself are burping here and causing different kind of smells. But yet people are exercising patience with you. And the Imam didn't even eat. Because many of the Imam I know, that who lead the prayer, Taraweeh, so they eat very little so that it shouldn't disturb them. They only eat after Taraweeh. And yet people complain. The khutbah is long, this is long. Stop complaining. Be grateful that Allah has granted you this ni'mah. So Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ. Now Allah speaks about His law as far as the gratitude is concerned. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you be grateful to me, Allah says, even on small, I will increase. Now what should we be grateful? All this ni'mah I have mentioned, the security, the aman, the peace of mind, the food availability, job availability, health availability, all that. Even that person who doesn't have like one hand maybe, but still he should appreciate for the other hands. A person who has got knee problem, his knee has given up, he should appreciate other part of the body is working, the other bones are working. Even though a person doesn't have eyes, should appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving opportunity to breathe. One of the Sahabi, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, he was in particular battle as a result of which both hands were amputated. And then eventually he also lost one of his legs in the battlefield. And after some time lost both the eyesight. But always found from the Sahaba that most grateful used to be this individual. He always on his face was smile and saying, Alhamdulillah. Learn to mention the name of Allah with hamd, Alhamdulillah. Every moment if you get opportunity on your own also and in public also, express the gratitude of Allah by mentioning the praise of Allah. That even if my whole body doesn't work, I can speak, I can breathe. Sayyid Umar saw another individual who was crawling, like almost legs are not there, hands are not there, but he was on his stomach. And then he said, this man should be grateful. The Sahaba said, ya Amirul Mu'mineen, his condition is worse. Like he said, he's breathing, he's eating, he's relieving himself in the toilet. All this is ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to encompass and count the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to do. There are plenty. Even if I take one scenario of kidney is within our stomach. It functions for 60, 70, 80 years. Because we took it for granted because it was given free. It has got more than 200,000 small, tiny filters. And it filters all the time. Because when you sleep, it's working. When you're walking, it's working. It keeps on filtering, removing the filth, and then it removes all the dirty water. Giving us a lesson, another uncle, alhamdulillah, was in Texas, Dallas. He just came from hospital, but was griefing also. I asked him, everything was all right. He said, today, if you see tears in my eyes, it's not because I'm actually grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, what happened? He showed me the bill, $45,000 he paid. I said, what was this in hospital? He said, just to urinate. My urine stopped, and I had to go for operation, and this was the bill I was given for after 2-3 days. And for past 70 years, I've been urinating every day, 3-4 times. When did I appreciate? That's why when you come out of the toilet, what is the dua? Ghufranak. Allah grant me forgiveness. I remained negligent in the toilet. But alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Oh, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has taken away from me the difficult part, the painful part. And plus, he granted me afiyah, gave me relief and comfort. So, la'in shakartum la'azidannakum. Here makes mention, if you be grateful on every bounty which Allah has given to you, Allah says, now I will increase ni'mah of the iman, the ummahatun ni'mah. I would say that the mother of all the bounties of ni'mah is the iman. When did we last appreciate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our iman? Iman la in shakartum la azidannakum. Iman is such thing that it increases and decreases. If you remain in the company of the masjid, in the company of where Allah and His Rasul is mentioned, the greatness is mentioned, where Quran is taught, then it tends to increase, goes higher level. And if you go into a company where people only talk about money, tijarat, merchant, stock exchange, shares, value of the money, then iman goes down. We subcontinent people really love money. This is human nature. I also love money. We all been, as far as this is concerned, is a challenge. We complain also, we love money. Many years ago, I remember the people, when they take the newspaper, they would always watch the part or portion where currency is mentioned, dollar price, pound price, real price. Now maybe it's on the phone. But this was concern. But have we ever sat in the morning and reflected on our iman? What is the level of iman? We worry about the currency level. We don't worry about the iman level. You can only gauge your iman if you have missed something or if you have done something. If you have missed something, you miss your salah maybe, or you miss your Quranic recitation, or you do not make tasbih for the day. Then if you have regret in your heart, then the iman is okay. And if you have done everything, then you're supposed to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I prayed my salah, I fasted, I read the Quran also. I've done everything. Allah has given me sleep to sleep. I can bear the fasting, even though it's difficult, I'm bearing. Allah has given me that power. So you appreciate also. And whatever deficiency comes, there should be regret in you. This is the level of iman. Then you know, then you're all right. Gauge every day your iman instead of looking for the currency. So my respected brothers, in conclusion, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. One, two example, and we're going to finish quickly. Sahaba never ever complained. But once a delegation of the Sahaba, few comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say, Rasulullah, we have complained. Nabi alayhi wa sallam was also astonished. He was, go ahead, what is your complaint? He said, Ya Rasulullah, innal aghniya qad sabaqatna. The wealthy people have proceeded ahead of us in a'mal. Not for dunya, for akhirah. They are getting more reward than we are getting. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is it? He said, they perform the salah, they do the nawafil, and they also give charity. We got no money. And they have money. They proceeded ahead of us. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's okay. I will teach you kalimat. You read this kalima, Allah will also reward you. So what are the kalimat? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Then the rich people also learned the kalima. They came back again after a few days. Say, Rasulullah, they know the tasbih as well now. So they're reading tasbih. They're giving charity and they're praying. Now they went ahead. Then Nabi Asalam said that ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives or he grants to whom he, whomsoever he wants. So even complaint was there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, housing, house, hujurat, the apartment, if you spread the hands, you would touch the wall. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would make sujood at night, he would pray prayers in the house. So when he went to sujood, he had to tap the leg of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha al-mu'mineen to move it so he can make sajda. This is the size of the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never complained. He was given opportunity that Allah can make you, if you want, to become a king and also become a prophet like previous prophets came. Sulaiman alayhi salam, they were king, Dawud alayhi salam, and they were also prophet. He said, Ya Allah, I prefer to be abd and to be prophet. I'd rather eat less, maybe one day. Then in fact he made dua, Allahumma rizuq ahli bayti quta, make my family members remain in a very sufficient area of risk. That can be enough. Then in conclude this hadith, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. That individual has been successful who submits himself to Islam. In other words, he's satisfied. وَرُزِقَ كَفَافَ. And Allah provides him provision just sufficient. Just sufficient to survive. وَقَنَّعَ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. And now grants him one of the treasure of qana'ah. That he's satisfied to what Allah has given to him. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah says that he recite this dua every day. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allah grant me the qana'ah, the satisfaction of the heart, that I can be more grateful and I can be more satisfied always to what you've granted to me. So recite this dua also every day as much as you can. You can learn it, but today we read it as a together to learn. So repeat after me. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afata ad-da'imata fi ad-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا صالحا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا طيبا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء ولساننا من الكذب والغيبة وأعيننا من الخيانة. إنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وسائر عباداتنا يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.